Good morning. This is Sen 7, World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Monday, the 22nd of May, 2023. Starting in Europe today. In Greece, the governing New Democracy Party has won the most seats in a parliamentary election. With 95% of votes counted, the centre-right party of Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis is expected to be slightly short of winning a majority of seats. In Ukraine, the Russian Wagner mercenary group says that it has fully captured all of the city of Bakhmut in the east of Ukraine. Wagner leader Yevgeny Prigozhin released a video declaring the city captured, and Wagner fighters showed themselves raising the Russian flag on damaged buildings. Russia has been trying to conquer Bakhmut for 9 months, and most estimates say that Russia has lost tens of thousands of soldiers trying to capture the city, which is almost completely destroyed, and where almost nobody still lives. Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday congratulated Wagner on, quote, liberating Bakhmut. According to most sources, Russia does now control the city. However, Ukraine has said that it is still fighting in western parts of Bakhmut, and Ukraine has recaptured some territory north and south of the city. In 2023, there has been very little change in control of territory in Ukraine. On Friday, President Volodymyr Zelensky flew to Saudi Arabia, where he attended the Arab League summit. In a speech to Arab leaders, he said that some of them were turning a blind eye to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and said that they would not agree to lose a third of their country to invaders.
I'm more than sure that none of you will agree to surrender a third of your country to the invaders. And I'm more than sure none of you would watch without a fight how foreigners steal the children of your people.
Zelensky then travelled to Japan, where the G7 countries were meeting this weekend. The United States has now approved countries giving F-16 fighter aeroplanes to Ukraine. This is significant because any country that wants to give these jets to Ukraine needs the approval of the United States, who makes these planes. It now seems very likely that Ukraine will receive these aeroplanes. However, it will take many months to train Ukrainian pilots to use them. US President Joe Biden said that Zelensky had promised that F-16s would only be used in Ukrainian territory and would not go into Russia. Biden announced a new package of military aid worth $375 million, and spoke about training Ukrainian pilots.
The United States, together with our allies and partners, is going to begin training Ukrainian pilots in fourth-generation fighter aircraft, including F-16s, to strengthen Ukraine's air force as part of a long-term commitment to Ukraine's ability to defend itself.
In Georgia, there were protests in the capital Tbilisi this weekend, because of the restarting of flights between Georgia and Russia for the first time in 4 years. Russia has occupied about 20% of Georgia since Russia invaded Georgia in 2008. Hundreds of thousands of Russians have entered Georgia by land since Russia invaded Ukraine last year, many of whom are men who are avoiding being sent to fight in Ukraine. Africa. In Sudan, the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces have signed an agreement for a 7-day ceasefire. After 6 weeks of intense fighting, there have been ceasefires before that have not been respected. Although it is very difficult to calculate, it is believed that over 1,000 people have been killed during fighting between the two main military powers in Sudan. In Burkina Faso, an Australian doctor has been released more than 7 years after being kidnapped. Kenneth Elliott, who is 88, was captured by Islamist jihadists in 2016. America's. In Mexico, a shooting at a car show left at least 10 people dead on Saturday in the northern state of Baja California. According to Reuters news agency, there were more than one shooter, however, more information was not known. In Ecuador, President Guillermo Lasso has said that he won't stand for re-election. Lasso has only been president for 2 years, but he ordered new elections after opposition parties started the process of impeaching him. Opposition parties accuse Lasso of corruption, which he denies. Elections are expected in August. Asia. Saudi Arabia sent astronauts to the International Space Station for the first time yesterday in a joint mission with the United States. Rayana Barnawi has become the first ever female Arab astronaut. And in India, China, and all over the world, yesterday was International Tea Day. Almost everywhere in the world, the word for tea comes from one of two Chinese origins. In most of Europe, the Americas, and parts of Asia, the word comes from the ancient Chinese word te. In most of Asia, Eastern Europe, and North Africa, the word comes from the ancient Chinese word cha or chai. That's your world news in 7 minutes. A big thank you to Agnes in Hungary, Francesco in Italy, and Victor in Ukraine for becoming our newest supporters. You can become a supporter and have access to the transcripts of every episode at send7.org. I'm Stephen Devincenzi. Tomorrow you will be with Namitha Raghunath. Have a great day.